Hey everyone, Jake coming in for another Wisdom's Echo session, and I'm going to do a session today labeled Practical Observation of Self. And from a coaching perspective, when I am working with clients, one of the things that I make my main priority is encouraging someone to be the best version of themselves. But within that comes the ability to observe who they are. How well do you know yourself? How aware of who you are you, so that you can then learn to leverage, work with, make adjustments according so, and working through. And I thought that this would be a really nice, practical, and can sometimes be uncomfortable conversation to have, because we so often spend so much time in prayer, and I want to come through and say, hey, is this something that is meant to be faced with prayer, or do I actually just need to take accountability for an action in my life that needs to be taken, which would actually solve the solution? Because one of the things that I see often is we can spend so many hours in prayer as a distraction for taking action of something that needs to be done in our life. Why has this happened to me? Well, you made bad decisions and it actually led to this result. Why is this environment always like this? Well, you chose to put yourself there and you didn't take yourself out of it, so now you are that. And these sorts of questions are things that I like to work through with people on a regular basis, and comes across so many different areas. It could be nutrition, it could be exercise, it could be your mindset, it could be your environment, it could be your finances, it could be so many different conversations around your business, who you surround yourself with. And I wanted to walk through practical observations of self, because when we are willing to look at ourselves transparently in a mirror, so much can be achieved. Because when you stop being afraid of looking at yourself, then you actually have the ability to become anything without limitations towards who you can be. And I think that that is something that every single person wants, but it's hard work. And there's nothing that we can do to take away from that hard work. But in the hard work and by taking action, there is so much reward. And that is what I really want to come in and encourage us with today. So one of the things that I really like to ask people is, what is it that you bring to the whole? Or what is it that you contribute to those that are around you, your society, the world, your family? Because we often spend so much time looking at other people because it's easier. We sit and we observe. It's what we do. But it's not very often that we turn that in towards ourselves. So we spend so much time looking at what it is that other people are doing, and we say, that's really cool, I should be doing that. And great, that's a great observation maybe of somebody else's strength. But are you aware of your own strength that sits with inside you? Because that individual aspect of your nature and your character that you have is the only version of that that can be brought to the world. And sometimes it may be that the foundation is the thing that is lacking, but you may have a really a unique trait that sits with inside you that can really make a difference. And sometimes we're just too scared because we don't have the knowledge, the education, the awareness, maybe even the community around us to go through that process of refining that detail. And one of the quotes that I love is, we pray to God quite often for this, and then he gives us the ingredients, and then we don't actually make the meal. So what are the ingredients that God's given you in your life that you need to learn how to make the recipe that allows you to be what that piece of magic is? And I really want to come in and say, we know ourselves best, and with that we usually spend so much time judging ourselves. And I am 100% convicted of that. I am one of those people, if you want to know my flaws, I will tell you everything that I struggle with, everything that I'm challenged by, everything that I need to work on. And one of the things that I've been working on in the last 5 years is actually acknowledging my strengths. What is it that I'm good at? What is it that I bring to the community? What is it that allows me to be me that is unique? And this has been a skill set that I have had to work on, because I am really good at what I do. And this is something that I probably would never have said 5 years ago, because I was a humble person and my actions spoke louder than words. But one of the realities that I've really come to face is that if you're not actually willing to tell anybody what it is that you like to do, nobody's ever going to know. And it's such a paradox because you live so much time inside your head, you're so aware of what it is, and you feel like that just because you spend so much time contemplating what that thing is, that energetically it should put itself out in the world and the world should know about it. But the true reality of that is, unless you frame and build a foundation for that thing to be shown to the world, then actually the outcome is going to stay internally, and then it's actually just a dream that hasn't been brought into creation, which is what we're called to do. We're called to create. And so I wanted to come in and I wanted to encourage you to celebrate the 1% increases rather than the end goal. What are these things that if you have the ability to reflect, because you know exactly what it is that we need to work on. We sit there and there could be frustrations and there could be unknowns, but that's why community is so important, so that you can see those things and then take it internally, assess who you are against that thing and then work on it. But I really, really want to encourage you to celebrate that 1% and to praise yourself for the good that you do. Because be it your family, your kids, your work environment, it's so easy for us to celebrate other people, but not often ourselves. And what it does when you allow yourself that moment of joy or that moment of celebration, I go and I take that before one of the trading floors and I say, God, look at what it is that you gave me that I worked on, and I'm bringing that back to you to show you the fruits of that. And I trade that. And then I leverage that and it becomes a part of my character. And I think that this is an extremely vital piece, because within that process, my admiration, my gratitude is all based off my relationship with God and not of the relationship with the world. And this is a key component for me that allows me to not look at other people wishing that I had what they had, because I am celebrating with God on the things that I achieve, and I'm celebrating those 1% because those 1% have been achieved because I took action and I used discipline and accountability to action the outworking of something that was challenging in my life, to leverage it to bring more than what I previously had. And within that moment where I said, how we judge ourselves so harshly, I never want to encourage somebody not to be aware of weaknesses, but don't make your identity the thing that's holding you back. Don't make those things your identity, because they'll be the things that's holding you back. So what I want to really sit there and say is that the way that you look at the world frames your reality. And is the base of your perspective positive or negative? And why? Is it that you are extremely optimistic, realistic, pessimistic, depending on the way of your environment that you grew up in? You might be so positive that you actually need to work on the opposite and have a calm down and figure out, oh, actually, the world is only like this for a select few. You could be extremely negative in your day-to-day approach and you have to work on positivity. But for every individual, the level within which this comes is varied according to who you are and your perspective of the world, which is why you are the only person that's going to be able to walk this out. So take some self-accountability, and as you walk through practical observations of yourself within relationship with God, walk through the process, celebrate the 1%, because within those 1% there's so much that can be achieved that leverages you towards your future. So I said earlier that I am somebody who has learned how to put myself out there and let those things be known, because I've worked as a coach for probably over 6-7 years now. And I sat here the other day and I actually went back through and looked at the numbers, and I've coached over 150 clients in person one-on-one, and I've worked with over 1,000 people in terms of communities through classes, through mentorship, through process or online communities. And it was a really cool stat, and I actually kind of sat there and felt a little bit proud, and I was like, man, that's something I wouldn't have expected. And the other reality that hit me with that is I never would have achieved that if I hadn't have worked on the things that I was never good at. I had to learn public speaking. It didn't come naturally to me. I had to learn how to communicate with people. I was an only child growing up, and I am extremely happy in my own company, and anyone that is around me can confirm that. But within that, learning these skills on top was so vital towards that individual piece that I bring towards creation. And I want to know what that thing is for you. What is that thing? What is that dream that sits within inside you? And what are the things that are stopping you being able to bring that into reality? And I often sit there and say, hey, look, like, I love the example. I was listening to a dude called Gary Vaynerchuk. If any of you guys follow any sort of social media and kind of any digital marketing stuff, then you've probably come across him. And he did a conversation where he said, man, if my kids became the best ice cream maker in the world, I would be happy for them because they found out what it is that made them happy and they influenced their area. And I think we so often sit and we compare wealth, we compare riches, we compare where other people are at rather than sitting there and being like, what is it that sits within me and what do I want to do that would make me feel fulfilled and be able to celebrate and praise with God? Because comparison isn't unhealthy, but it can be the thief of joy if it's all you anchor into and you look at. Because there's something to be learned in every situation. But if you constantly look at the negatives that are associated with what you could or should be doing, rather than celebrating the things that you have been doing by taking action, those 1% are the things where the golden hour is genuinely made. And I want to encourage you to find those things within your life and then go and take that before God and celebrate. Because I think that a huge part from my perspective of relationship with Yahweh is that we have joy when we sit and we share. And those are my favorite conversations, when I sit down with somebody and they're passionate about something and I get to learn. So how much joy, if it brings me that, how much joy would it bring the Father if you took that to him? And I really want to encourage you like that. I want you to take a moment and not be afraid of trying something new, because that's basically the mystery. And we've been talking about stepping into the mystery for so long, and people get to that point and it's unknown and they usually walk away because it makes them uncomfortable. But man, if you've got the courage and if you've got the resilience, step into that. Be wise about it. Be positioned in an adequate way so that when you step into whatever said thing is, you're aware of what it could potentially be and that your foundation isn't compromised. But the preparation of character, the preparation of your mind and your heart and your environment and your community and those that are around you reflect the quality of the direction that your life is going. So if you find that something hasn't changed in the last 5 years, then I encourage you to check in with why that may be. If you're not heading in the direction that you want to be going and feeling more and more close to God, then maybe the approach that you're taking isn't one that's designed for you. Because I know that a musician approaches God in an extremely different way than a business person. I know that I approach God in a very different way than so many other people. And that's that unique nature is, I don't talk to my mum the way that I talk to my best friends. I know that there's conversations that I have here and there that are very different. And so trying to use somebody else's approach of their relationship with their environment or your environment that you're trying to imitate quite often isn't going to return the results. But the moment you become curious in your nature towards achieving that and figuring out your version, then it gets really interesting. And that's what I really want to encourage you with today. So what is something that you would like to achieve? Where are you in relation to that? What is potentially some things that you don't know or you have seen influence that you don't understand fully? Go and work on it. It's just an unknown thing and we shouldn't shy away from the unknown. We should be encouraged to step into it. And within myself, we have a thing within our community called CRC, and it's compliment, recommendation, compliment. And I think it's such a cool thing because it allows an open space for those that are close to you to have an opportunity to speak into your life of something that they have seen. Because as we look at others, others will see us. And we so often can get really cool feedback that if we do a CRC and you notice repeating factors within the compliments, you're like, man, I must be really good at this. And that's something I can take before God. But then if you also notice something that's a recommendation that consistently comes up, that might have just saved you 5 years worth of you trying to figure that out yourself. And then you can leverage that and advance that if you take action. So I really wanted to come in today and kind of sit there and say, look, don't be afraid of practical observation, because it's genuinely the most exciting place where you will become towards somebody that you probably want to be, and more so leverage and engage in that relationship, because it's a beautiful place when you're comfortable to sit on your own mountain's throne, to sit in who you are, and then to be responsive to the world and not reactive, because the world's getting to a place where they're going to get very good at triggering people. And if we don't consistently educate ourselves and grow as we change through these seasons, then we're probably going to find that we're going to end up in a bitter place. Or you find with what you see so much of in society today around depression and anxiety. And I think that those things are influences where people are scared to assess themselves and walk through that process and have that joy that allows the love of God to sit within their life. Because I very rarely see somebody that feels loved, accepted, and completely who they are in one of those states of mind. And so I want to encourage you to step into that. And I want to bless you as you walk through the process. And however long it takes, it doesn't matter, as long as you're moving forward, because that process is something that gets walked out over time. So, shalom.